A family from Tennessee is making headlines for its beautiful pro-life embryo adoption story. Find out how the Lord molded their family in remarkable ways after a short message from our sponsor.
Get a jump start on your college education by earning college credit as a high school student through dual enrollment at Evangel University in Springfield, Missouri. At only $65 a credit hour, you will save time and money while fast-tracking your higher education goals. Visit evangel.edu/dual for all the details. Courses are available on campus or online. Apply by December 18th for classes starting in January.
After struggling with infertility, Tina and Benjamin Gibson decided to embark on a road less traveled in building their family. Miraculously, both their daughters were born from frozen embryos a couple had donated. Emma was born in 2017 from a 24-year-old embryo, and now Molly surpasses her genetic sister as the oldest known embryo at 27 years old to result in a birth. "We're over the moon," Tina told the PBC. "I still get choked up. If you would have asked me 5 years ago if I would have not just one girl, but two, I would have said you were crazy." The Gibsons worked with the National Embryo Donation Center, a Christian nonprofit in Knoxville, Tennessee, that matches families with embryos for adoption. Technically, the newest addition to the Gibson family is just 18 months younger than mom Tina. The embryo was frozen in October 1992, only 18 months after mother Tina, now 29, was born in April 1991. "It's hard to wrap your head around it," Tina told the Post. "But as far as we're concerned, Molly is our little miracle." When the National Embryo Donation Center told Tina how long the embryo was frozen, Tina reaffirmed her conviction, saying, "It was in the Lord's hands." Tina now sees her story as a source of encouragement for couples in similar situations. She says, "I know it's a hard choice, deciding what to do with those leftover embryos that you know you're not going to use. People are scared, but someone out there would be so grateful to have them, and those children will be so loved." NEDC President Dr. Jeffrey Keenan said the clinic staff is thrilled for the Gibsons. With the emergence of new technology every year, embryo adoption is becoming more readily available. Keenan says, "Embryo adoption is a fantastic option for so many couples. It's an exceptionally successful and very cost-effective option, and it's sometimes really the only option for couples where the mother can actually experience a pregnancy and the birth of a child." For more information on embryo adoption, visit websites like thegospelcoalition.org or the NEDC at embryodonation.org. And consider partnering with Focus on the Family in the pledge to #loveeveryheartbeat. For more stories like this, visit charismanews.com. Listen and subscribe to the Charisma News podcast for more episodes every weekday. I'm Nadia. Thanks for listening.